Novena in honor of St. Thorlak. Day 1. St. Thorlak, quietly humble and pure of heart. St. Thorlak was described from his earliest age as quiet, observant, and reflective. He kept this contemplative nature as he matured. Historical text suggests he struggled with an actual speech impairment. Nonetheless, St. Thorlak left a strong impression, characterized as careful, gentle, wise, even-tempered, and loving in all his words. Humility came naturally to St. Thorlak. His family fell on hard times and voluntarily broke apart for lack of provisions. However poor they were, he showed such interest in learning that his mother made arrangements for him to live at Odi, a renowned center of learning overseen by clergy. Thorlak rose quickly in his academic achievements, was ordained a deacon by the unlikely age of 15, and became a full priest by 18. He eventually earned the privilege of traveling to England and France to further his studies, which was expected to be the last he would see of his coarse agrarian homeland. To everyone's surprise, he joyfully returned to Iceland after 6 years, resuming his pastoral role in the church of his home district and seeing that his mother and sisters were properly cared for. Even as he later rose from priest to abbot to bishop, St. Thorlak remained humble and unassuming. He greatly loved the poor, and often privately invited them to dine with him, washing their feet and bestowing them with gifts before they left. Nearly everyone who spoke of St. Thorlak in his lifetime remarked on the purity of his heart, which flows logically from the depths of his humility. Fellow priests, bishops and archbishops, even kings, were all equally inclined to comment on his modesty, virtue, purity, and integrity. Let us pray. God our Father, when holiness and humility seem far from our reach, may we see through the example of St. Thorlak that we can achieve these virtues simply by loving you as we are, where we are, and in what we are given. May we watch quietly, as St. Thorlak did, to observe and experience your presence in this very moment and in the people before us. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.